Thanks to various social and economic factors and the rich, evil pedophile clowns that run our gay, retarded government, the American dream of owning a house and having a wife and two kids is dying. And the Zoomer Coomer fantasy of a rich, older girlfriend taking charge and making you chicken nuggies while you play video games in your pajamas all day is thriving. Back in my day, we called this cougar hunting. Or, you know, mommy issues. But the kids today are calling it something different. Hagmaxing. In my last video, I jokingly referenced the term hagmaxing.
You've been on a date with a 40-year-old.
Okay, that's different.
How is that different?
He's right, it's different. You're robbing the cradle. He's hagmaxing. Educate yourself. Which greatly intrigued a lot of you. So I decided, you know what? I am going to make an entire video dedicated to covering this phenomenon. Gen Z men going out of their way to date older women. What is this? Why is this happening? Is this happening? And if it's happening, is it a good thing, or is it a symptom of broader societal issues? Why are all these young whippersnappers scooping up these older timepieces? Speaking of timepieces, let's quickly get into today's sponsor. Holtzgern. Holtzgern is a young Austrian company that creates uniquely crafted watches, jewelry, and accessories using all natural materials like wood and stone. Their high-quality timepieces come in various designs for both men and women. Personally, I'm a huge fan of their men's watch collection, like the solar-powered watch called the Comfort Crusher that's made with fine-grained walnut wood and encased in stainless steel. The walnut wood comes from here in North America, and all the wood Holtzgern uses are FSC certified, ensuring that it was forested in a sustainable way. I got my husband the Open Horizon watch, modeled after a real pilot's watch. It comes with a beautiful green marble dial and even has a built-in stopwatch function. He loves the sporty yet professional look, making it a perfect choice to wear at both work and home. And it would be a great gift for any cougar looking to spoil their Zoomer boyfriend. Just saying. The watch I picked out for myself is the Colorburst Automatic watch. It has a unique green mosaic embedded in a stainless steel casing, and its wooden strap is easily adjustable to fit every wrist. Holtzgern's products are made in small quantities to ensure that each item is built to last. They do a great job combining functionality and fashion, and I just think their watches look really neat. Holtzgern also creates elegantly crafted earrings, rings, bracelets, and necklaces, like this platinum-plated shade necklace. The store has accessories for both men and women, like the durable Forte bandlet for men made from orange-white marble, or the Duet bandlet for women, made with zebra wood and elegant gold stainless steel. All items come with a 2-year warranty, and ordering is super easy with free express shipping to the US and most EU countries within 2 to 5 days. So if you're looking for a gift for someone, or you just want to treat yourself to a nice high quality watch, I definitely recommend checking out their store. Just click the link in the video description and use my special discount code SHOE at checkout to get 10% off your order store wide. So big thank you to Holtzgern for sponsoring this video. Now, let's get back to it. What's up with Gen Z slang, dude? Looks maxing, hag maxing, riz, sus. Back in my day, we had our epic bacon and rafflecopters, and we were happy. Now, when I think of the term hag, I usually think of an evil, cackling witch. But no, apparently now it means women above 30. Fuck you guys. I'm so tired of comments that are like, I used to watch you when I was in third grade, and now I'm graduating college. Good for you. Awesome. Congratulations. My knees hurt when I get up off the floor. Now, this term hagmaxing went viral a few months ago with this screenshot. Meet the hagmaxers. Gen Z's new social trend of dating older women. A very strange phenomenon is making its rounds on social media. Gen Z men are ditching casual sex with their women to pursue long-term relationships with financially stable and experienced millennial ladies. Now, even though this article doesn't actually exist, it was a meme created on 4chan, because of course it was, but the meme did spark a massive conversation and debate about hagmaxing. And people had a lot of strong opinions about it. Motherless behavior. This is just mommy issues rebrand. Another day, another psyop. It's not hagmaxing, it's MILF hunting, and it's an art. please don't misappropriate my fetishes, giving the dumbest name known to humankind to having a mommy kink. I mean, to be honest, I'm 16, waiting for a 20 to 25 year old to pick me up, lol.
Okay, officer.
I'm gonna throw up. I would love to have a 40-year-old sugar mama who buys me gifts and pays my bills. Drizzle, drizzle. Young hard dicks and the older women who enjoy them. This isn't new. Hagmax bandwagoners are so cringe. I've been hagmaxing since second grade in Miss Johnson's class. I am going to kill every last Gen Z and Gen Alpha kid on this planet, including myself. I want to be a hagmaxer, lol, any female taker, XD. I like thick MILFs and I cannot lie. Oh nice, it must be socially acceptable for 37-year-old men to date 20-year-old women again.
Whoa, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Absolutely not. I f***ing love adult women.
Women over 32 should be illegal.
Now, according to the very astute, always reliable source, knowyourmeme.com, the term hagmaxing is very popular in the VTuber community. Now, I don't have much interest in the VTuber community, but they seem to have a lot of interest in me. A lot of interest. Should I do a video reacting to VTubers reacting to me one day? That might be fun. Let me know if I should do that. Although it seems to be a meme amongst the VTubers and the weebs, it is apparently a thing happening in real life. Rise of the boy toy. Why older women are dating Gen Z men at record rate. One woman stated, "Women my age seem to be excited by the freshness and lack of bitterness that comes with dating someone younger. Younger men seem more open and less burdened by insecurities." Okay, I have a feeling I'm going to be saying this like 100 times in this video, but could you imagine an article like this with the genders reversed? I love dating these young, fresh boys. They're less bitter. They have less baggage. They're not ran through. People would just be calling it red pill incel shit.
Age gap relationships between millennial women and Gen Z men are on the rise. Our analysis of age hypogamy reveals the pragmatic underpinning of these relationships. It sometimes comes down to who's available. Many older men prefer to date younger women. The same is true for a lot of older women, with millennial and Gen Z men emerging as appealing dating options. For their part, many Gen Z men might have few opportunities to date women their own age, or prefer to date older women for various reasons. Enter millennial women.
And I'm proud to be a millennial with my side part and skinny jeans.
If you're an older millennial woman, you might be attracted to younger men for their energy, inclusive views about sex and gender, and superior care and literacy about their partner's emotional well-being. In many ways, Gen Z men see millennial women as an opportunity to level up emotionally and socially. With their evolved attitudes about everything from non-monogamy and gender fluidity to the anti-hustle soft life, Gen Z men may be the most likely generation to overturn powerfully entrenched stereotypes about sex and relationships. The kind featured by podcast bros.
I love how millennial women have just psyoped themselves into believing a man who thinks f***ing a whole bunch of different women at the same time with no romantic commitment is an evolved way of looking at relationships. Like, yes, queen, that zoomer you're banging is so open-minded and progressive. He's not like those podcast bros. I swear modern feminism is like the greatest trick men have played on women. Like, just a bunch of dudes got in a room one day and were like, hear me out. We convinced them that getting naked and sleeping around is empowering. Genius! Even Hollywood seems to be hopping on the hagmaxing train.
Why are so many older women dating younger men in recent rom-coms? I'm old enough to be your mother, sighs Anne Hathaway as she passionately entwines with Amazon's new heartthrob Nicholas Galanzine in The Idea of You.
Oh, Anne Hathaway? I'm sorry, who wouldn't hagmax with Anne Hathaway?
Like, what a forward young man you are! My goodness!
This phenomena is a groundbreaking shift, considering Hollywood's reputation for perpetuating the male gaze and old men's uncanny obsession with younger women.
You know, I really don't care about this shit, but it is so funny how much of this equality stuff is just, okay, now it's women's turn to do the thing we said was bad. All the new strong female leads in movies that are just kind of assholes, the celebrating of billionaire female CEOs. Like, did you actually want change? Or was it really all just penis envy?
Older women partnering with younger men. Why do some people have a problem with that? Perhaps celebrities will help ease the stigma. The French president's wife, Brigitte Macron, is almost 25 years older than her husband. They met when he was 15 and she was his high school teacher.
Wait, That is not good. There should be a stigma against that. What?
Maybe these high-profile women will help shatter the stigma and normalize the benefits of widening our options when seeking romantic partnerships. After all, at every age, we deserve what our hearts desire.
No, no, no. When you are a grown-ass teacher and your heart desires an underage student, you do not, in fact, deserve that. What am I reading?
I'm 37 and my boyfriend is 23. I make upper six figures and own a condo in New York City. At least three of my friends are also dating significantly younger men. One is 32 and has been dating a 19-year-old for 3 years. I don't rely on men to be financially stable. I don't need my man to have a good job. We both know what we want out of this relationship and we're getting it.
You know, honestly, good for this wait. One is 32 dating a 19-year-old for 3 years. Oh no.
We older women aren't men haters. We have a lot of love and make a man feel like a man. We are not drama queens. We can't get pregnant. We are very sexy. I'm not like the other girls. I'm infertile. Men dating older women is called hagmaxing now? Why can't men just be normal? Why does everything have to be misogynistic?
No, it's not misogynistic. The term hag here is endearing. We're taking back the term hag. It's like when black people took back the N-word.
There's something seriously disgusting about men taking advantage of women's loneliness for their resources.
So when it's a younger man dating an older woman, the younger man is still the predatory one? What? You guys just cannot win.
Really? This is so disgusting. 34 is not old. I am not a hag.
Okay, so we've heard from the hags. Now let's hear from the hag maxers. Why are these young men dating older women?
I have mommy issues.
Oh, well, there has to be other reasons, right?
I have a granny fetish.
Come on, there's gotta be another reason.
Because Gen Z women aren't worth going for. And I have mommy issues. To be honest, as a guy who's 22 dating a 36-year-old, I think for the most part, older women are just a lot less drama and just more mature. Older the better. Most have a car, a house, financial stability, and time. They are mature and can teach you some valuable lessons, wisdom, and experience. I'm still 19, and for me, older women I flirt with at bars and clubs are much more receptive and flirty than Zoomer girls. Honestly, it's partly because modern Western girls from 18 to 25 are like 80% hoes now. A woman who is 30 today likely has fewer partners, sexual or other, than a woman who is 5 years younger than her. I changed my Tinder age range from 20 to 25 to 30 to 39 and have been going on more dates than ever before with beautiful women who do not care that I don't make six figures at 22 years old. It's either take care of a younger woman who we know is potentially a flight risk or appreciate an older woman who has their own shit together. George W. Bush married an older woman to get that money.
I don't think George W. Bush should be a role model for anything.
Easy, good sex, intellectual conversations, less games, more fun, and they treat you nicely. They tend to be more grounded. Did I mention the sex part? Oh, and if it's post-menopause, even better. If girls can date older men, then why not younger men date older women? I'm 16, and I'm not attracted to anyone below 30 years old.
Ah yes, the elusive reverse pedophile.
Dating a woman with a career, property, experience in bed, and life. What's not to like?
Young sluts want the money up front. Old sluts are just happy to get some attention.
Older women fed me, slept with me, and sent me on my way with snack packs. Legit amazing. I'm 26 now, dating a 38-year-old, after years of trying with women my age and younger. They are all social media obsessed narcissists.
I feel like they're hyping up millennial women too much here. Oh, they're not narcissists obsessed with social media. You guys weren't around during the MySpace days.
Have you ever met a Gen Z woman? Who would want to date them? They're me, 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 give me, take care of me. Man, if the ones my age ain't loyal, might as well. They're basically like a grandma caring for you and taking care of you.
Oh my god.
Nothing like a no-denture adventure.
You people are sick.
No, I don't believe this is happening more than ever just because Gen Z men like easy sex or gifts. Or that Gen Z women are too obsessed with drama or social media.
No, I think there's more to it, and I have a few theories.
So, as we talked about before in other videos, a lot of men are dropping out of college. The issue is, a lot of young, college-educated women want college-educated men. See, Stacy is looking for someone college-educated who's making more than her. But not that many young men are on that level yet. Older men are, but not many around Stacy's age. But you know who doesn't care?
Karen. Karen doesn't care about your lack of college degree. Karen wants to pick you up in her 2013 Toyota minivan and bang you in the back seat, then take you to Olive Garden. No strings attached, unlimited breadsticks. For basically all of human history, the most prevalent age gap was older man and younger woman. But why? Well, it's because men are all disgusting creeps who should be thrown into work camps and castrated and forced to make us pumpkin spice lattes. But also, it's because younger women are more fertile, and the whole point of relationships is to make babies. Or at least it used to be. Well, at least in our lizard brains. That's the whole point. I don't know what the point of modern relationships are anymore. I just learned recently that people purposely get into short-term relationships, which is bizarre to me. Like, what's the point? As well as situationships and polycules. The world is very confusing. It turns out people are different than me. Now, let's be real, hagmaxing simply does not make any sense from a evolutionary biological standpoint. But it's 2024, we have surpassed the need for evolutionary biology. We could grow babies in pods and also kill ourselves in them. Our brains are full of plastic now. Men wanting to be with younger women made sense when babies were the goal, but babies don't seem to be the goal anymore. For many older women who simply don't want to have them, and for many younger Gen Z men who think they can't afford them, or even worse, are scared that having kids will contribute to climate change. It's like every other week I see an article, fear-mongering Gen Z, don't have kids, it will increase the carbon emissions, blah blah blah, you have to save the planet. And first of all, I gotta ask, who the fuck we saving the planet for if not future generations? So if Gen Z does not want kids, if they think they can't afford kids, why does being with a fertile woman even matter? Might as well date an older woman. Might as well scramble those rotten eggs. Ugh. Editor. Edit that out. No. But believe it or not, hagmaxing is not really a new thing. It's been around for a really long time. Hundreds of years, even. In fact, there was a very famous hagmaxer in American history who wrote an entire letter of why it's preferable to sleep with an older woman. And that hagmaxer's name? Benjamin Franklin. No, I'm not kidding! Benjamin Franklin literally wrote about the benefits of hagmaxing. And what's funny is, a lot of the reasons Benjamin Franklin gives are the same reasons a lot of the Zoomers who hagmax give today. Because as they have more knowledge of the world, and their minds are better stored with observations, their conversation is more improving and more lastingly agreeable. Because when women cease to be handsome, they study to be good. So basically, she can't rely on her looks anymore and has to develop a personality. Because there is no hazard of children, which irregularly produced may be attended with much inconvenience. Because through more experience, they are more prudent and discreet in conducting an intrigue to prevent suspicion. They're easier to cheat on your wife with. Lovely. Because in every animal that walks upright, the deficiency of the fluids that fill the muscles appears first in the highest part. The face first grows lank and wrinkled, then the neck, then the breast and arms, the lower parts continuing to the last, as plump as ever. Benjamin Franklin really just said, "The ass is still fat." Incredible stuff from our founding fathers. I will literally never be able to look at a picture of this man the same again. This is no longer the guy who discovered electricity. No, this is the great American hagmaxer. So basically, some Gen Z guys have found a hack in the male loneliness epidemic by dating the women who are suffering from the female loneliness epidemic. Like the two unwanted ends of a bread loaf coming together to make a sandwich. Beautiful. Two people who believe they are the leftovers of society. Two people using each other to temporarily numb the pain. Or maybe it's not that fucking deep and it's just a funny meme. To be honest, I don't think this is an epidemic, like the internet makes it seem like it is. All the data basically says that women prefer to date men slightly older than them or around the same age as them, and men tend to date women younger than them or around the same age as them. Large age gaps, for the most part, are rare. In relationships where the man is older, he's usually only older by 1 to 2 years. In relationships where the woman is older, 2 to 3 years. In all Western countries, only 8% of couples have an age gap of 10 or more,
and couples with a larger age gap have more of a chance of getting a divorce.
But it is a rising trend to think about and keep an eye on. As the social landscape continues to change, so will gender dynamics, and I find that very interesting. But that's enough of my yapping. What do you guys think? What do you think of hagmaxing? Have you ever hagmaxed? Would you hagmax? Personally, I am married to someone younger than me. He was graduating middle school while I was going into college. Well, to be clear, I did not know him when he was in middle school. I am not married to a middle schooler. Not a groomer, folks. Do not put in the newspaper that I am a groomer. If you like this video, please consider supporting me on Patreon, link down below. It helps the channel a lot, and I appreciate it so, so much. Also, big shout out to Holtzgern again for sponsoring this video. Check them out, link down below. And I will see you next time with a new video. Bye! The ass is still fat.